This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said Saturday international spectators will not be allowed to enter Japan during this year's delayed Olympic Games and Paralympic Games amid concerns over the coronavirus. Tickets purchased by overseas residents will be refunded, according to the president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, Seiko Hashimoto. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said the move was made for the safety of everyone concerned.
And I really feel sorry for this situation, but it is a necessary decision, because we have to respect the safety of all the participants.
The Olympic Games were postponed last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They are now scheduled for July 23rd to August 8th, with the Paralympics from August 24th to September 5th. After a testy two-day meeting between the two nations' top diplomats, China says it has agreed with the United States to take up climate change and a handful of other issues. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, was marked by acrimonious public exchanges. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the two sides did manage to tackle an expansive agenda.
Iran, on North Korea, on Afghanistan, on climate, our interests intersect.
The official Xinhua news agency says China and the U.S. have decided to set up a working group on climate change and hold talks on consular missions and issues related to each nation's journalists. However, U.S. officials say no formal agreements have been reached on resuming any dialogues or starting new initiatives. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Opponents of Myanmar's coup fled gunfire in Naypyidaw on Saturday as international pressure on the military junta increased. Video obtained by the Reuters news agency showed crowds of protesters running down a street in the country's capital while tear gas and live rounds were fired in the background. Meanwhile, dozens of protesters on motorbikes took to the street in the southeastern city of Dawei on Saturday to protest the military coup. Authorities have tightened restrictions on internet services, making information increasingly difficult to verify. They have also clamped down on private media. Demonstrations against the coup have continued since February 1st in several cities and towns across the country, including Mandalay and Yangon. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday condemned what he called the military's continual brutal violence. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews called for sanctions in response to the general's ruthless attacks on the people. Tanzanians paid their last respects to the late President John Magufuli on Saturday at a public ceremony in the capital Dar es Salaam. Church leaders recited prayers at the Uhuru Stadium service, which was attended by top officials, soldiers, and supporters of Magufuli. The mourners included Magufuli's successor as president, the country's former vice president, Samia Suluhu Hassan. Magufuli's death was announced 3 days ago. Officials said he died from heart failure, but an opposition leader said the COVID-19 virus is what killed him. Magufuli had denied that COVID-19 was a problem in Tanzania, although in the weeks before his death, he acknowledged that the virus was indeed a danger. Britain says that half of the country's adults have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, a milestone in the government's drive to reach everyone over the age of 18 by the end of July. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Saturday that more people received injections on Friday than any day since the country's vaccination program began in early December.
We're making great strides, and really it's a national success story that everybody can be proud of.
Hancock warned, however, that the public has to be vigilant because we know that this virus spreads ruthlessly. The celebration comes amid growing concerns about the failure of wealthy countries to share vaccine supplies with developing nations. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.